grace be to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the biblical book of Daniel, lesson 3. From mystery to revelation. Summary. This king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, he was so interested in the future. He had got everything what he wanted, but he did not know the future. And this was the only point. And God revealed the secret to him. And he made it known to Daniel so that the king got the impression, there is a God in heaven who knows the future. And there is a God in heaven who knows everything. And he has the power above all kings. Because in the end of Daniel 2, that the king fell upon his face, we read in chapter 46, and he worshipped Daniel. Imagine, he's the slave, having been taken captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. And the king fell upon his face in front of Daniel. And he commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. And what has the king discovered? Of a truth it is, that your God is a God of gods. First, he's a God of gods and a Lord of kings. He is my king, the king, says here. He's a revealer of secrets. Seeing you could reveal this secret. The king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he said to the colleagues of Daniel over the affairs of the province of Babylon. Daniel, he was in the gate of the king. He became the ruler, chancellor. What a story. So in the beginning of the book, we see the people of God conquered, taken as captives to Babylon. So that's the end. The people of God, isn't it? And now, the one king who had been victorious over the Jews, he looks up to the God of Israel, of Judah, and he is the one to say, he is the God of gods. He is the Lord of the kings. He is the real God. He's above all the Babylonian gods. He's above all kings. He's the king of kings, and in the end he will be the king of this planet. Because he's the king of the universe. So this planet is just a tiny point in the universe. It's just a spot. Nearly nothing, like a full stop in the universe. And on this we are. On this planet. So how tiny are we the God of the universe is interested in you to lift you up and that you can live on this planet forever and ever and ever. This is our God. How our God, how great you are.